Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. Well, it is February as I'm recording this, and kind of like in the depth of winter in the north. But I will say this, at least in, it's really central North America, right? As I say this, I'm thinking that. Northern US. And this time of year is like, it can be, but here's what I'm going to say about it. We've had some really nice weather. So as much as I would like to complain about it, I really can't. And when I say nice weather, we had 50 degrees last week, like scootering weather is what we call it. Like you can go out on your scooter as long as there's not ice. So I'm feeling blessed by that and super optimistic and super, I'm just really glad to be hanging out with you guys, because my intention, as always with the podcast, is to bring you high quality content that you can implement immediately, that you can use immediately, that will also inspire you to do something different, to do a little something different. Like, you know, I want to challenge you. Like if every week you listen to the show and you take a piece of advice or some inspiration from me or one of my guests, and you do something with it, that's like over 50 actions, right, this year. And it's the little habits, it's the little things that make a big difference in our actual results. And so I just want to encourage you to do that. I want to encourage you to come with us, hang out every week, even if you're not feeling great, take a listen and get some inspiration, get some momentum again, get fired up. Because today we're going to talk about how to follow up without sounding salesy. Okay. How to follow up without sounding salesy. And was so like, I love how the universe works, because literally like I wrote, I outlined the show, and then every week at the CEO table, three times a month, our clients post questions, and then we go in and we answer them, and you know, they get laser coaching. And what's really cool and kind of funny is that this was the question that was in the CEO table group today, was asking about, you know, how to follow up and not sound salesy or pushy. And I totally get it. I totally absolutely get this. It was everything I hated about selling, you know, when I was 22 years old and started out in the world of sales. It was awful, right? It's this feeling of like, I told you the things, right? I told you like all the things and how this could solve your problem. And now you're sitting with my proposal and you haven't responded? Like, come on, right? And like, why aren't they calling me back? What's happening with this? So we're going to peel this apart today. And you know, gifts are my love language. So here's what you're getting for listening on the show. If this is something that could help you, you do have to take a little bit of action. You do have to take some action. If you need more help in this area, we have a course that we developed called Nail Your Sales Script. I don't even know what the value is, right, on it. You know, definitely over $500, because if you use Nail Your Sales Script, it can make a big difference. So we're going to give it away. We're going to give 10 of those away, okay? And you have to email me, though. You have to email me. It'll be in the show notes, ursula@ursulainc.co. Email me directly with Nail Your Sales Script in the subject line. Tell me you want it. Now, if you're a current client, you can have this. I'm sure it's like in somewhere. It's in your library of stuff. You might not even know you have it. So if you're listening, you're a current client, just ask Tricia. She'll get it for you. If you're not a current client and you want this thing, email me at ursula@ursulainc and I'll get it for you. So again, that's Nail Your Sales Script. And it's about 2 hours. It's a 2-hour course focused on exactly what to say, how to say it, and you know, how to get people to have conversations with you, how to increase your closing ratio, how to get people to call you back, which we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But if you want more, I'm giving away 10 of these. So get one. Here's the thing I want to say too. Last week, I talked about, you know, why you have to do the hard things in your business. And so when you get this push and you're like, man, I'd sure like nail your sales script. Okay, well, email me. You've got to start taking action when you get the idea. Get the idea, take action. Get the idea, take action. When you hesitate, I think it's Mel Robbins who talks about this. Like if you hesitate for 5 seconds, it's gone. Like you're not going to do it. You're just not. So in this moment, get on your phone, email me, nail your sales script, and we'll get it to you. And again, Ursula at Ursula Inc. And that's INC. .co, not .com, .co. First of all, let's normalize the fact that selling is not normal. There are maybe 5% of people on the planet who, you know, I think were born to sell. Selling is super easy for them. They don't have any qualms about it. They will always be in a sales role. Even if they own their own business, they'll probably always be selling in the business, right? And that might be you. Maybe you're listening. You're like, that's me. I'm the salesperson still in the business. I love selling. And there's even some of you who are like, I love cold calling. There's a few out there. Okay. For the rest of you though, selling is just not, it's not a normal thing. And it's absolutely normal to feel salesy or to feel weird about it or to feel like you're bugging someone or to feel like if they wanted the thing, they would just tell me. Right? They were just telling me, I don't want to convince anybody. So here's the thing. I don't want to convince anyone either. And so one of the things to remember about not feeling salesy in the follow-up process is to ask yourself, you know, what was my sales process leading up to the close? Because think of it this way, like think about all the objections that you get from prospects. Like when you're having a sales conversation, what are they objecting about? Is it money? Is it time? Is it like, what is the thing that they're objecting about? Okay. You want to reverse engineer your sales conversation to handle the objections up front. And that is one of the things I cover in Nail Your Sales Script. So if it's something you want, you got to tell us. We'll get it for you. And so like, think about, maybe even write down all of the objections you typically are getting, and then think about how you can build that in to your sales process on the back end, right? Because the invitation there would be to reverse engineer the questions you ask your prospect, or even reverse engineer the questions that go on the, that go on your assessment. Like some of you have a form people fill out ahead of time, the assessment form, whatever it is you want to call it, the audit, right? So have them reverse engineer, you know, look at those questions and start to ask those questions ahead of time. So if money's an issue, like if you're always getting that, handle it up front. So in your questionnaire or your audit, you could ask like what their budget is. Okay. Now some clients are like, some of the clients we work with are really clear that their price point is, you know, maybe it's a higher end price point. So on the audit, they ask the question, like, are you willing to invest between $3,000 and $5,000 for your marketing, $6,000 to $10,000, whatever. They put ranges and then people can check. You see what I'm doing here? It's like this way, you're preempting these objections and you start to handle them ahead of time so they don't become a big deal at the end. Money is one. Okay. Although I will say this, and Rebecca says this all the time, like if someone's really in pain or really has a problem they need to fix, they will typically pay any amount of money to fix that problem. Right. So if you have something that's going to make a real impact on people, it's also handling that up front, right? And asking the open-ended questions to figure out what is their biggest pain point right now? What's the challenge that they're having? The weight loss industry is an easy one to think about because it's a multi-billion dollar industry. And it's pretty easy to think about the pain points they're having, right? If someone's overweight, they're struggling probably with how they feel in their body. They're struggling with maybe how their clothes fit, right? They're struggling with knowing what to eat or not eat. So there's a lot of pain points that you can quickly identify. So even now in this moment, like think about what are the pain points that your prospect is dealing with? Because when you can truly identify those, right? It just gets so much, it gets so much easier. It gets so much easier. And that's why people buy from you. People buy because you can solve their problem or meet a need. So you've got to get your prospect connected to it. So that comes from, and that in the beginning, when you do that, then you don't have to, it doesn't feel like you're selling or convincing the same way. And you can feel a lot less salesy. Okay. Now in this call or in this session, we're actually talking about this podcast episode, is what I'm trying to say. We're actually talking about how to follow up without sounding salesy. So I'm kind of going a little deep in the weeds, but you can sound less salesy. My point is on your follow-up, when you structure the front end of that conversation in a way that makes it easy to have the rest of the conversation. Okay. Statistically, you really need to follow up 5 or more times. They say 5. I feel like 6 or more. 5 or more times. So 85% of sales are closed after the 5th follow-up. 85% of sales are closed after the 5th follow-up. I just invite you to think about that for a second and think about the people that are on your work in progress list. That's what we call it, or in your sales pipeline. By the way, side note, if you don't have a sales pipeline, you need one. You know, there's a CRM, customer relationship management tool, where you manage your contacts. And then sometimes you can print a list from there, but I don't care how many lists you print from your CRM. If it's not front of mind, you won't do it. That's why all of our clients have what we call a work in progress report, where they, in the work in progress report, they can actually see exactly what's in their pipeline and who they need to follow up with and what the next step is. And they outline it, because most of you, I would guess, aren't working on more than 20 prospects at a time anyway. So it's pretty easy to manage. So I just want to put that in there, that, you know, if you're not managing your pipeline, it's really hard to know where you are. How many times have I even followed up, right? I don't know. You got to keep track of that. Okay. So from there, you might have to follow up 5 or more times. Now, I've had clients follow up 11 times. I've probably followed up between Tricia, myself, and Rebecca, like with customers, that clients we really want to work with, we probably have followed up 20 times, 30 times. They're on our list. Like, I mean, real follow-ups, more than 20 times, I would say, at some points, just because people have stuff going on, they're busy. But every time we have that conversation, you know, we're moving it to the next step. And there's a difference between someone just putting you off and then versus having an actual step or a reason that they're not coming on board with you now. Okay. I can think of someone now, it's, you know, we've followed up with them and there's a situation, they're waiting for some money to come through to pay for the program. And so we're just in a holding pattern, but we're in touch with them. We're constantly in touch with them. And I would guess by the time it's all done, I'll bet we will have followed up at least 20 times to check in with them and with the next step. And they'll be a client. I know we'll be working with them. So was it worth all the follow-up? Yeah. Did I feel salesy? No, because I know this person wants to grow their business. I know the problem this is for them. And I know how badly they want to, you know, they want to be working with us. Right. So not, but when it doesn't feel salesy for me, it doesn't feel salesy for them. Okay. And I want you to notice that nuance as well. Like if you feel salesy, other people are going to feel it salesy from you. Okay. If you feel like I'm just following up to solve their problem, they're going to feel like, oh, right, this person is here to serve me. They're trying to solve my problem. I've even had customers or clients apologize to us because it's taken a while for them to get back to us, but I never stopped following up. And I, back in the day when I was selling computer training, I would hear that from a lot of IT directors. I would actually hear them say, thank you. Thank you for following up with us so many times. Thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you for believing that we could, you know, get this done. Or I've had people say, I bought your product or service because you followed up so many times. I've heard that many times. So I'm hoping this is like leaning into your beliefs so you can see that people actually do appreciate you following up. In, you know, one of the places where I see a big lack of follow-up is in the world of contracting, business or home contracting or builders or you know, flooring or roofing or whatever, home contractors, that's the word I'm looking for. Not everybody, but I do see this a lot, only because I've used a lot of them over the years and haven't gotten calls back or have gotten ghosted. And I've always thought, man, if they just would have followed up with me, I would have bought from them. I really wanted the thing that they were selling, but they never even followed up. And that tells me everything, right? Because people are judging you and we're judging them by every interaction. The second someone meets you, they're already deciding whether or not they want to do business with you. They're already deciding whether or not they're going to give you any money. Okay. And if you're professional and if you're solving their problem, meeting their need, you're creating the next step on the calendar, you're following up with them, they're probably going to do business with you, right? And they're doing business with you because they're confident. They feel your confidence that you can solve their problem. They feel that confidence, you know, comes over here and all of a sudden they're like, oh, I want to work with this person. I believe like they're going to solve my problem or meet my need. So there's so much subconscious conversation happening, right? And you know, it's important to also pay attention to what you're thinking about when you're talking to them, because like it or not, they're picking up on that. Their subconscious is picking up on that at some level. Okay. We have to follow up 5 or more times. 85% of sales are closed after the 5th follow-up. My belief and what I recommend for clients, because people ask me like, well, how many times is there a magic number to follow up? Is there a magic number? No, there's not a magic number. Here's the answer. You follow up until you get a clear yes, which is like, yes, they're going to work with you. They need the contract. They're going to pay you. A clear no, it's not a fit. Totally fine. Moving on. Or 3, a next step on the calendar. Okay. A clear yes, a clear no, or a next step on the calendar. That's it. And that's how you can gauge it. So right now, as you're thinking about people who are on your list or on your work in progress, as we call it, like who's not giving you a clear yes? Who's not giving you a clear no, right? They're still kind of in that gray area. We don't know. Or is it time to get a next step on the calendar? And for some of you, that could mean just booking another call. Like sometimes you gotta, like if you're stuck in a sales process, start the whole process over. Or if you sent a proposal, just emailed it, just like lobbed it over on an email or dropped it off at their location, but you didn't have a conversation with them live and in person, it's highly likely that sale's not going to close. I know you don't like hearing that. I know it feels good just to hit send on the contract and be like, bye, bye contract, you know? And like, as Rebecca says, like we're throwing out a lot of hopium out there. I'm hopiuming. I know. Don't write to me. I know that's not a word. We just made it up. Rebecca makes it up. Hopium. We're hoping that they're going to reply. They're not. Most of the time, they're not. If they do, that's a big celebration and it's rare. Okay. When you send the contract, I want you to go through it with them. So don't just send it. Like go through it with them, because then you can answer their objections in real time. If you don't answer their objections in real time, you don't know what they are and you end up in a gray zone and then they don't reply and then you're frustrated and you're mad. So make sure you get that next step on the calendar, but also answer. So let's say you're going through the contract with them, you're answering all the questions, but then you hit a wall because they want to figure out how they're going to pay for it. Use that example. It comes up a lot. Great. Totally get that. That's going to happen. So I would ask, like, this is where you want to get curious, right? How much time is it going to take you? You got to look in your bank account. Do you have to figure out financing? Like, how long does that take? Okay. Because based on what their answer is, we're going to put a new time on the calendar to have that next conversation with them. All right. That next time on the calendar to really nail down how they're going to pay. And some people are like, oh, that seems like a lot of extra work. Yeah. It is extra work on your part. And also it's going to bring you in hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. Get the next step on the calendar, have the conversation. You are the director, right? You are the director of the sales process. The second you let a piece fall, probably you lose the sale. Okay. And no shame in this game. Nobody knows this stuff. If you've never been at sales training or lived in sales for 2 decades, like some of us have, how would you know? Right. So I'm telling you exactly what you need to do to get that sale closed. Okay. We talked about yes, no, or next step. Big reminder when it comes to your belief about this whole thing. The Latin root of the word sell means to serve. Okay. I want you to hold that belief as you move through this process, because selling is serving. If you aren't following up, if you're not putting things on the calendar, it's not happening. Okay. So get it on the calendar. And feel good about them saying yes to the next step, because you're truly helping them at that point. Let's say you missed the part about, or you didn't know, right? You sent, you're new to my world, or you haven't heard me talk about this. You sent the proposal. The proposal's in now what I call tumbleweed land. It's like tumbling through the universe somewhere. It's sitting, I'll tell you where it is. If you send a proposal, it's sitting in someone's inbox and they're not looking at it. They might have even deleted it. Worse, and this happens to us, and this is one of the things we always have to remember, it's in their spam or their junk folder. They don't even know they got it. Okay? Rather than emailing and chasing and chasing and chasing and saying, hey, did you get the thing? Did you get the thing? Did you get the thing? What do you think? What do you think? I would restart the conversation. So email them forward, okay? Forward the proposal and offer times to get on a call with them again to talk about next steps. And that's what I would just say. Everybody wants a next step. We want to know what the next step is. Don't overcomplicate this. Forward it. Say, hey, Shelly, here is the proposal I sent over on Friday. Wanted to make sure you received it. Second, let's jump on a call together to go through it so I can answer all your questions. Here's when I'm available, which time works best for you. That's it. You're not going to say a bunch of weird stuff like, oh, I just want to see what you're thinking about, or maybe you've changed your mind. You're not putting that stuff out there. No, you are a confident problem solver. In fact, that's my favorite belief, right? To install in your subconscious. I am a professionally persistent problem solver. I am following up to make sure you got the proposal and to get a time on the calendar for us to have another conversation. Here's when I'm available. Which time works best for you? Pick one of those times, hit reply, let me know. See what I did there? You have a choice, right? You can make sales really hard and complicated and drive yourself crazy, because I've been there and I know what that feels like. Or you can decide to lean into what I'm sharing with you, simplify the sales process, and give people the opportunity to say yes to you. To say yes to you. Not somebody else. Okay. And that, like, I'm so passionate about this because I know millions and millions of dollars, trillions are lost every year because we don't follow up. We don't confidently follow up. And guess what? They buy from somebody else, or they spend money on something else they didn't need. That's not going to help them the way your product or service did. What a waste. What a complete waste. All right, I've given you a lot to. This is probably an episode you're going to want to listen to over again. And I'm challenging you. If you're listening to this and you're like, Ursula, I want more. This is so good. I need more of this. I'm going to give you Nail Your Sales Script. It's 2 hours of training that takes this deep and wide. I'm giving it away. The first 10 people, because you know what? I don't want someone thinking about this for 2 weeks. Like, you're listening right now. While you're listening to this, as long as you're not driving, or probably on the treadmill, but you know, you could get off the treadmill too, right? And email me. Email me at ursula@ursulainc.co. Nail your sales script in the subject line and say, yes, please, may I have a copy of this? And when you do, we might have another special gift for you that could blow your mind. But I'm not going to say what it is, because you know what? You've been listening for a while. Some of you have been listening for a while. You're out there. You're listening. And you're like, you vibe with what we talk about. You vibe with what I talk about. Your vibe, like, you want to double your sales this year. You want to make it happen. You got to take a step, right? You got to take a step. Like, I could have this as a free download, but no, that's not you taking a step. Because here's the thing. You would download it and not do anything with it. I want you to actually download it and do something with it. And I'm going to give you another gift with that. So you do. So you actually take action. This 2025, like, I don't know if you can feel it. It is all about taking action. It's about momentum. It's about doing the hard things you don't want to do so you can get the result that you want, right? It's like, stop just futzing around with your business. What a waste of time. What a waste of time. Make some money. That's why we launched Profit Accelerator last year, because I'm so tired of meeting people who were so afraid to say yes to their next level, their business, what they wanted to create. And believe me, as I say this, I know I've been there. I know how to hide. I know how to hide. I'm not doing that, right? I'm stepping out, and I want you to do that as well. I want you to be willing to ask for what you want. Because listen, in the last couple of weeks, we had a profit accelerator course. We're bringing new clients in, inviting new clients into our world. And one client, I did a 30-minute session with her. She went out and closed a $12,000 sale. Guess how much she'd been selling before? $100 deals, maybe $200 deals. She went out and closed at 12. That's five figures, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She closed a five-figure contract after a 30-minute session with me before the profit accelerator. Is that a pretty good return on her investment? Yeah. I mean, the profit accelerator could join us for less than $300. She had a $12,000 return, and she hadn't even been to the profit accelerator yet. She just did a 30-minute coaching session with me. So I believe in what I do. I know what I'm teaching makes a huge difference. And we've done hundreds of episodes. Like, you could sit and, you know, binge listen to the podcast and take your business to the next level. It might take you a little bit longer. So if you're feeling the pull, email me. I want to hear from you. Ursula@ursulainc.co. Nail your sales script in the subject line. Send it to me. We'll get it to you. And I have another gift for you. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to take action. This is about, you got to do something. Do something. All right. Hopefully you're inspired today. I know I'm inspired. I get inspired talking to you guys, connecting, because I can feel like the vibes and where this goes and the energy and the excitement that goes with it. And I really want more for you guys this year. I see other people doing it. I see people doing it. Like, if you saw some of the people that I see doing it, you'd be like, I can do that too. That person's doing it. Yeah, that person's doing it. That person's doing it. The person that you didn't think could do it is doing it. What are you doing? What are you doing? Do a hard thing. Start by emailing me. All right, everybody. Really fun hanging out with you. Email me and make this your most epic month yet. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.